com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
This music gets you so excited. Gets you off your feet.
Kane Kittens, go to your corner.
This is the NXT recap right here on the... Wait, no. No, it's not Rack. It's not, no. It's the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And already someone's been sent to the corner because they made comments in our chat room at wildtalkradio.com. Hashtag Ryback for the GM and hashtag Ryback for cult leader.
Just remember, you have to deal with me on Saturday, so it all depends on how badly you want me to bend you over. Just saying.
Now, will you be with tying up being involved?
Potentially. Depends on how Artie struggles. If I need help, I will call Kane.
Because Kane likes to tie people up and then screw them.
Yep. And randomly appear shirtless.
Isn't that right, Seth Rollins? Now he's chanting, feed him, Bray, feed him, Bray.
Corner.
We will get all into all of that right here live right now. It's the Raw Post Show. I'm going to let the music play because this is an awesome song. It's
a fun song.
Now, the reason we're playing it, because we'll get right to it, is the John Cena Open Invitational once again. Who is going to get the shot at the United States Championship? John Cena talked a lot. Well, he's never give up and all that fun stuff. Usual typical John Cena, since he won't quit in 2 weeks at Payback. That's basically a sums up his promo. So he came out, ready to do his thing. Who comes out but Bret the Hitman Hart? Tim popped. The internet popped. It was Montreal. Bret Hart struggled to get to the ring. No.
For a second, I thought it was actually going to be Bret Hart, and I'm like, no, you can't wrestle an old man!
Bret Hart, former WWE United States Champion. He beat The Miz. A couple of years ago. Tim's still so proud of that moment. Anyway.
It's the little things in life?
That's for damn sure. So, Bret Hart's introducing this great wrestler, Heath Slater. And poor Heath Slater. He got knocked in the head with a microphone from Bret Hart. It's like poor Heath.
He just got whapped on the head, but the crowd was eating it up.
They had this crowd by their you know, right in the palm of their hands in this segment, because they were chanting ole, ole, ole throughout Cena's promo. And then we want Sami as well, or Sami Zayn, whatever. They're chanting that too. And then Bret Hart comes out and gives the endorsement, bringing out a great wrestler, an NXT standout, Sami Zayn. Now, we all know how good Sami Zayn is, right?
Yes, we do.
Alright, I'll get into you kinkins here in a minute, because you're not going to just rub my point. He's a great wrestler, but tonight he did the little thing so well. He played up an injured shoulder throughout the entire match. He sold it really, really well. It was amazing. It's the little things, the emotion, and selling the shoulder is why he's going to have so much success on this roster. He's going to be that baby face you want to get behind. It's like we've been missing like the people you can care about, like a Shawn Michaels or a Daniel Bryan, that type of, you want to get behind them because they sell it.
Right.
And tonight, Sami Zayn sold it, had a great match with John Cena. A really, really tremendous match. Came out on the short end of the stick. Got the respect of John Cena. Got the respect of the fans. Made a great appearance. Not calling it a debut, because he's already been on Raw once or twice. And he's probably going back to NXT for a while, but this was a nice, hey, I'm in my hometown. This was kind of awesome. Great pop, great moment. It was a Raw moment.
This was a nice little just acknowledgement to the crowd. They gave them Sammy. They popped huge for him. They were chanting for him. You know that felt good to him. You know that felt good to Hunter. I think, you know, and based on the performance he had with John Cena, which was a little phenomenal, was absolutely phenomenal. You know, he had a little trouble here and there, but like you said, it was the little things. He was fresh, he was different, he was new. This was a great, great outing for Sami Zayn, and I think we're going to see him again sooner rather than later.
I was telling Tim probably around the end of summer.
Potentially, yeah.
Let him wrap up the thing with Owens on NXT TakeOver Unstoppable, coming up in a couple weeks. On the WWE Network, try it for free right now. Sign up. It's only $9.99 a month. There's your shameless plug out of the way for the WWE Network. But, yeah, he does the little things well. And he's everything a wrestler and an entertainer is all about.
Yep.
He sells it in the ring and out of the ring. Fans were into him. He got a huge ovation. Tremendous, tremendous stuff with Sami Zayn coming out on the short end of the stick. But a really good segment. The other really fantastic, awesome segment of the night. And it's something really, really, really small, right? So it started in the back. Lana was being interviewed by Renee Young.
Oh my god.
She was asked, you know, about what it's like for the people to, you know, being respected by the Americans lately. And then Fandango walked up and sort of flirted with Lana.
Which was adorable. And then she remembered who she was dating.
Because then Rusev walked in and it's like, oh, yeah.
And he yelled at her in Russian.
He yelled at her. So, we had Rusev versus Fandango. And then, partway through the match, Fandango's on the outside. He looks over at Lana, starts pointing, and then Lana starts to Fandango.
Which was amazing! And the sign behind Lana just made it perfect. Because somebody had a sign that says, "We want Lana." Rusev, not so much.
Yeah, it was perfect, and it's an elegant gif on the internet. It's amazing. Lana doing the Fandango is tremendous. It made my night.
That was great.
Another interesting moment on the show, we had Stardust versus R-Truth, and Stardust had a creepy bag with him, and we found out what was in the bag.
Spiders.
There were spiders. R-Truth went into the bag, found there were spiders, Stardust rolled up, picked up the win.
And then Truth booked it the hell out of there.
Right.
Like, he's just gone!
quickly go through a couple of the other matches. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro beat the Ascension. Nothing to really write home about on that one.
They showed up.
Neville and Ziggler took on Sheamus and King Barrett. All hail King Barrett.
He looks so cute in his little tiara and cape.
Sheamus and Barrett picked up the win with the bullhammer as Neville came springboarding off the ropes and ran into the bullhammer.
That was a nice spot.
It was a nice spot. Okay, so those are some not-so-serious moments of the night. We start off, we had Randy Orton in the ring and talked about how, you know, he's going to become champion and no one's going to stand in his way. Roman Reigns came out. The fans were chanting RKO at him. Randy Orton took some shots. And then told him, you know, I've been in 12 WrestleManias, 12-time champion. You've got some catching up to do. And Roman said, you know, I beat you at SummerSlam. And you saw where it go. Damn, he got me on that one.
Yep.
He says he wants payback on Rollins. He doesn't mind breaking Orton in half to get his championship. Reigns and Orton started to jawjack. Out came the New Day, trying to stop all the negativity. And Wood said no one cares about the Montreal boo-hoo job. And, you know, fans start chanting New Day sucks. And more positivity stuff throughout the rest of the members of the New Day. And, well, it ends up being the New Day versus Orton and Reigns. Solid match between the two sides. The New Day actually won as Reigns accidentally speared Orton. So the New Day beats Orton and Roman Reigns, which was a surprise because you would have figured Roman and Orton would have picked up the win because that's how usually WWE books.
Yep, but they went for a lot of surprises tonight.
Yes, they did. Kane came out afterwards and told Orton and Reigns that there's no shame in losing to the tag champs. And he said they could leave with their heads held high, but, you know, he said he wants to exploit their dislike for one another as he books them in the main event, Orton versus Reigns. Seth Rollins wasn't happy because, well, Seth Rollins is never happy when he's talking to Kane. And, you know, he talked about how that match is pointless, you know, and whatever, and other things like that. And then Kane told a weird story about using a blowtorch on the chestnuts of Santa Claus. Was weird.
Basically, the setup was Seth used an analogy referring to leaving cookies and milk for Santa, and of course, Kane being Kane, goes into his backstory, pulls this little nugget out of, well, he didn't necessarily leave cookies and milk for Santa. Oh no, not Kane. No, when he wasn't in the basement, he would sit in the chimney with a blowtorch to roast Santa's you-know-what.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And he said it with a straight face. Bless that man. Because I facepalmed. I don't know about anybody else, but when he said that, I'm like, wait.
I chuckled.
Wait. That really just came out of his mouth.
Yeah. He then booked Rollins versus Dean Ambrose with J&J Security Band, and Rollins was mad, called that pointless, and then, well, he said, you know, he could change it up. Rollins could instead have his arm tied behind his back or his ankles tied together or tied to a post.
We're just getting all kind of kinky now.
This is where he, you know, showed his kinky side where he likes to tie people up and then, you know, screw them. So.
I think I squeeze somewhere.
Yeah. What I thought. Anyway. Gotta keep it clean.
Keep it moving.
Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose had a match. Really good match.
Great match.
Now, before this match started, Kane came out and said, you know, Seth, you said you don't want this match to be pointless. Fine, well, do what you want. And if Ambrose wins, well, this main event at Payback will become a fatal four-way for the WWE titles.
Totally on board for this.
Rollins threw a fit and said, no, the fans voted for a triple threat. And Ambrose was like, you know, it's a great idea.
I don't have a problem with it.
He asked the crowd if they had a problem. They said no. And Rollins was mad. And they had a match, really good match, as we mentioned. J&J Security, who were banned from ringside, came out. Of course, one got thrown into the other. And Rollins got thrown into one, not going to want the apron. Ambrose with the roll-up. One, two, three.
Dean Ambrose is in your main event for Payback.
It's now a fatal four-way for the WWE Championship at Payback with a contract signing this Thursday night on SmackDown.
Which should be fun.
Which should be a lot of fun. We'll get to the main event of Raw here in a second. The Bella Twins were coming to the ring as Nikki was supposed to take on Naomi. But completely out of nowhere, Naomi jumps the Bella Twins, but she wasn't alone. She had someone else.
Tamina's back.
Tamina, Snuka, and Naomi laid out the Bella Twins. And she concluded with, "This is what family is all about."
Nice.
So there you go on that one. So, alright, we gotta talk about this segment before we get to the main event. So Renee Young's in the ring and she brings out the Ryback. Ryback says he has no idea why Bray Wyatt attacked him. Fans were chanting Boring and Goldberg and stuff like that. He turned to them by telling them he loved them too, which led to them chanting Feed Me More. He talked about his serious injuries in WWE. He said the doctor told him he would never ever wrestle again. He said he would fear for his entire life. He said why it doesn't scare him. He never will. You woke me up and I'm starving. Feed me, feed me. Oh my God, I'm hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry hippo. Feed me, feed me. Talking time is done. Oh, it's feeding time. Feeding time. Yay! Okay. No one cares about serious Ryback, serious Ryback, serious Ryback speaking. Okay? I'm just being blunt about it. I don't care about serious Ryback.
Well, I don't care about the feud, so I'm right there with you. And I really hate saying that, but it's just like...
Because they're not doing a bad job with the feud.
But they're not doing a good job with it.
They're not.
And I don't know if there's, like, a good job you can do with Bray Wyatt and Ryback, because they're such polar opposites. And it's like, why would Bray go after Ryback? Beyond, he just wants another mindless monster, which if he wants that, go get Eric. He's already housebroken.
Right, he knows where to go in the house, yeah.
But I mean, it's just... You have somebody who can talk circles around the other, and it's like, this would be really, really good if Ryback had someone who could speak for him, but he doesn't. That's the problem. So you have Ryback doing his own talking, which is just...
When he tries to be serious, no one cares, because he has. If it was anybody, any other person at any other time, this speech would get over. But you look at Ryback, and you don't look at the guy who's hurting or... who's struggling, because he's a big powerhouse monster, so you don't want to see a monster tell this serious, sad story, because it doesn't... You're trying to humanize a monster who doesn't need to be humanized.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
Crowd wasn't into it. It lost me. It just sort of... Yeah. He's hungry, he wants to be fed, and nothing's going to stop him from taking out Bray Wyatt because he's not scared of Bray Wyatt. Which is, my point is, do something to make him scared, Bray.
Yeah, I need Bray to step it up a little bit, and I don't think that's going to happen. Like, it just...
Bray's going to beat him at the pay-per-view, and it's going to be that.
And it's going to be that. I really wish with Bray that they would start having him leave his scars on people, that you have people encounter Bray Wyatt, and you're never the same after it. And the only person that's really stuck with is Kane. Because Kane came back completely different than when he left.
But they don't acknowledge it, so it doesn't help.
Yeah, they don't acknowledge that it was Bray Wyatt who initiated that change in Kane. We don't know if he actually was or not. Kane could have made the decision on his own. But it's like... Everybody is supposed to be afraid of Bray Wyatt, but Bray Wyatt isn't scary, and I hate saying that because I love Bray. I adore Bray and what he can do. But it's like you...
To finish up, Bray Wyatt talked about how Ryback paints himself as a force when he's just a scared little boy. Wyatt says he sees through the facade. He said everything Ryback loves and is afraid to lose will fade away. just like Ryback will.
Run!
Yeah. It was a good promo by Ray.
It was a great promo by Ray. You know, I don't think he can give a bad one.
But it's just something you want to see the effects of the new face of fear have on somebody. They should not come out, I don't fear you. But it's one thing to say it, but then, you know, when he shows up, you should actually fear him. And we never got that other confrontation like we did last week where Bray Wyatt laid him out. It's just sort of, okay, we're trying to humanize the Ryback and put Bray Wyatt over at the same time. They're not doing anything bad with this feud. It's just, there's no rhyme or reason. Everyone's playing out the roles as they should, but the Ryback role should be cast to someone else.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because the story is right. The character is wrong.
You know, honestly, I really think if you had... It's like, if you didn't have anything for Bray after coming off of Taker, then, you know, because Bray lost, have him go do some soul-searching. Have him walk away for a little bit to figure out what happened. Because we never got that reaction from Bray in terms of him losing to Taker. And I doubt we ever will. But it's like they don't necessarily acknowledge that that happened. They just say an impressive showing by Wyatt. They don't say that he beat Taker. Which he really should have. But yeah, I need to see more from Bray at this point. You know, I love him, I adore him, but I need more at this point.
I'm with you on that one. Then moving to the main event. It was Roman Reigns and Randy Orton one-on-one. Jamie Noble was the guest ring announcer, and as everyone on Twitter went, Jamie Noble needs to be the announcer. Even Renee Young is saying so. They had a match. It was nothing much. It came out at the very end. It ended with the authority getting involved as they normally do, because Kane was the enforcer, the shirtless, he was the enforcer. Noble was the bellkeeper. They all attacked. And yeah, Dean Ambrose made the save. Rollins got taken out with a spear. Orton hits the RKO on Reigns. Dirty deeds. Ambrose stands tall. Good way to close.
Great way to close. Made Dean look strong.
It did. So overall, pretty good episode of Raw. It was exciting. It had surprising moments. It had a hot crowd for the most part.
It was completely random.
It was completely random. But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, though, we're back. We're actually back live. If you missed our episode from last week, we did it over the weekend. It's available now at RackRadioShow.com. But we're back Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Rack.
We are where we have news, we have notes, we have discussions. We're probably talking about Bray Wyatt and Taker, because why not? And we have so much more, so Thursday nights, The Rack, WildTalkRadio.com.
WTR_The_Rack, Facebook.com/ WTR_The_Rack, RackRadioshow.com, YouTube.com/WTR_The_Rack. Subscribe, go to the website, bookmark it, all that fun stuff. Saturday night, midnight-ish, the CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, hashtag Blame Rob, CBRadioLive.com, at CBRadio, WTR, Facebook.com/ Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. The Weird, it's unusual. You never know what we'll talk about on that show. Sunday, Tim Steiner turns to Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll preview WWE Payback with Mace and Omega at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/ Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post, 11 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/ Wild Talk Radio Network, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network. And check out every Wednesday, under the Raw Microscope, the reviews of Raw Attitude Era.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitches. And don't forget The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to you, Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs and PWMania.com. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on The Rack, right back here on the Raw Post, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.